Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, here's how it sounded yesterday at American Family Field with Bob Uecker on the call.
Set to work. Runners lead. First, second, and third. The pitch. Hit to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded. And they add four more on the rookies. Grand slam home run, his 18th of the year. Wow.
Yeah, it's what everybody is saying around Major League Baseball. The kid's 20 years old. 20 years old.
Do you know what I was doing at 20?
Probably trying to pick out your classes for college. Maybe showing up a little late to class like I was.
All of the above.
Okay, yeah. You weren't hitting a grand slam against the Cardinals.
No, I was not.
On Labor Day.
There might have been a drink called a grand slam that
okay. We might be able to make that up. I don't think Jackson Churio, when he is of legal drinking age, will have to worry about buying drinks. As we welcome in Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey. In a season that's already been somewhat special here, Adam, right? The Brewers are hurtling toward the playoffs. They've, you know, got their eyes set on 95 wins, maybe the most wins in the National League, who knows, but it's stuff like this, right? Nobody knew who Jackson Churio was going to be this year. People had ideas. He got paid before he performed, and boy, is he performing. This is cool to watch.
Well, and the way he got here is also part of the story. Remember, he dipped pretty bad in May, and it got to the point where the guys in the row of lockers right around him, and that's Freddy Peralta, William Contreras, Willie Adames, and Andre Monasterio, they sort of had what amounted to an intervention. And it wasn't like a standoff or a negative thing. It was to kind of build him up a little bit, because he was pretty down after a relatively brutal month of May that really sapped his confidence. And those guys built him back up, and you look at the numbers since June 2nd, and they're pretty crazy. It is a incredibly talented player, a superstar in the making, as Willie Adames said, and it's at 20 years old. So, you know, he's two homers shy of becoming the first player to get to 2020 before his 21st birthday. And that's true, but it's only by a hair. Mike Trout hit his 20th on his 21st birthday. Yeah. But it just shows you the kind of company that we're talking about here.
It's totally fascinating, and I guess it kind of overshadows what Willie Adames has done, right? 5 home runs, 5 consecutive games. He's got, I think he leads the world in 3-run home runs with 13. You know, there was a lot of talk at him that Willie Adames, because he's not signed for the long term, might end up being traded at the trade deadline. He means so much more to this team. The Brewers held on to him. They may not have him next season, but they held on to him for a reason.
Well, that was a really interesting decision. The industry consensus when the Brewers traded Corbin Burns was that Willie Adames was next. And you could see kind of the model, not like a punt. It wasn't going to be a punt. It wasn't going to be a total rebuild. But they have all these young position players, including the two young guys they got for Corbin Burns, who are going to plug right into the major league team. And it made a lot of sense, logically, to get a couple more young prospects for a guy, Willie Adames, going into a contract year. But they kept him for a couple of reasons, and one of the biggest is Jackson Churio, because they, you know, had an idea that Jackson Churio was about ready to break into the big leagues, and they knew that they would need some guys around him. At 20 years old, you need a village to help you out. I mean, Robin Yount talks about the players who helped him, and it took him a couple of years to really get his feet underneath him when he came in at 18 years old. They knew they would need some guys, and Willie Adames has kind of been the captain of that. So besides 29 homers and counting in a contract year, besides tying Ken Griffey Jr. for the most 3-run homers ever in a season, he is playing this enormous role behind the scenes in helping Jackson Churio navigate the challenge of, you know, succeeding in the hardest league in the world at 20 years old. And it is a really incredible story what Willie Adames has given. And look, credit to the Brewers for investing in him and saying we're going to play this out to free agency, maybe get nothing more than a draft pick if you sign somewhere else, but it's worth it because of what he's going to deliver on the field and almost as importantly, what he's going to deliver off the field.
I guess with someone of that age, what does it do for like the team, I guess? How does that lift everyone up? Do they feel like a pressure? Like, here's this young buck and we got to step up. I guess like, what happens in the locker room with this type of situation?
Yeah, I don't think it's the kind of club where it's like keeping up with the Joneses. I know there's some of that. Like, look, the great Braves starters of the 90s, Glavine, Smoltz, and Maddox, they all talked about how competitive they were in driving each other. I don't know that this position player group is like that. I think they're just happy for the kid, really. And I think they're a little bit wowed. And I think they have done a good job of building him up, but also keeping him humble. I mean, Jackson Churio went down in that doubleheader in Cincinnati. That was a terrifying moment. And Ricky Weeks knows all about that, the Brewers associate manager, because remember way back when that exact same play happened to him. He says his ankle still hurts every single day because he needed surgery for his and was down a long time. And Churio, by the time he gets back to the dugout, is kind of standing again. And then 2 minutes later, he's down there in the tunnel bouncing around and then running back out to left field. And the guys have given him a hard time in the days since about, like, you know, you go down like that, you better miss a month. And he missed about 2 minutes. So they're keeping him humble at the same time that they're building him up. And it's been a really good mix. And he's predicting grand slams with nobody on base, which is just kind of next level in terms of things going right for you right now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable stuff. Here's what else I enjoy. I'm not a Cubs fan, Toya.
Okay.
Adam is an unbiased journalist, right? He has no affiliation or allegiance to any team except the Brewers. The Cubs are the hottest team in baseball, and they cannot gain ground on the Brewers. Like, that's the facts. Yeah. They cannot go anywhere because the Brewers are right there.
Yeah, look, you can't ever say anything's over in baseball because really weird things happen. Teams get insanely hot. Teams go insanely cold. So nothing is won yet. Their magic number, as we're talking right now, is 14 Brewers wins or Cubs losses, any combination, and the division goes to the Brewers. The race I think is really interesting is Dodgers, Phillies, Brewers. I think Brewers fans should watch that because the two top division winners get a bye past that best of three wild card series. And last year, the Arizona Diamondbacks showed that you get hot at the right time. Like anything happens in a three game series. The Brewers thought they really liked where they were going into the playoffs last year. And it was over in the blink of an eye. So as much as you want to say like, the teams that are the wild cards kind of fight and they seem to have success in baseball's postseason tournament. The Brewers are going to play for that bye. And I think that that's a really interesting race to watch. And I think it's also like sort of crazy that thinking about where we were talking in our conversations in like March and April, that now here we are in September and we're talking about the Dodgers, Phillies, and Brewers vying for the two of the best records in the National League. With the things that have happened this year and the injuries and no Yelich in the second half and no Devin Williams in the first half and no Brandon Woodruff at all and no Corbin Burns, to have this conversation is like a little bit wild. And I hope, it was a pretty good atmosphere at the ballpark yesterday. I hope the people are kind of enjoying what's happening right now because it's all a little bit unexpected and crazy.
It definitely is, and it continues tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Our coverage gets underway after the 6 o'clock news. Adam, we appreciate it. Enjoy your time at the park tonight. We'll check in again next week.